You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast.
You know,
New Churches is an online hub.
In a while. I think people should know. They don't even know how we like begin, how weird it is that we begin.
This is true.
You should like record that. It's like, because before you hear us, we're going 3, 2, 1, clap, clap. Clap. We sound like, I don't know, what claps like that? The seals do that?
Yeah, like, because it's always off time. And our audio engineer, our producer, James, is probably like, they don't really need to do that anymore.
So why are we doing that?
No, I don't know. I'm just making it up. I'm like, he's probably like, just like
you're just doing it to mock. You're saving all these outtakes of us sounding like seals. So anyway, that was really...
No kidding.
That was the worst seal ever. I'm sorry. I interrupted. I couldn't hold back. So go ahead and finish the intro, please.
Yeah, that's okay. All I really wanted to say is go to newchurches.com/courses because we recently put out a course on bivocational ministry with Ed. You were a part of it, talking about evangelism and bivocational life. I was talking about just the whole idea of lifelong learning. Hugh Halter did the majority of our sessions. We also got some research, bivocational research in with Scott McConnell and also one of our Vineyard friends as well. So it's a good lineup. Be sure to check that out. newchurches.com/bivo, B-I-V-O. Why don't we actually now get into our question from Tim.
Hey guys, Tim from Searchlight Church in Long Branch, New Jersey. I'm calling with another question. You guys answered one for me about 6 months ago when I was 18 months out. Now I'm about 12 months from starting a new campus. My question is this. Searchlight Church is 7 years old, and as we launch a new campus, which I will be the campus pastor of, a lot of the young people who came up in our main campus want to come with me. So the question is, how do I properly separate the amount of people who come so that we don't automatically age the original campus by 25 years? Any insight into that and how you tastefully and tactfully encourage people to come and encourage people to stay will be greatly appreciated. Thanks for all you do and taking the time.
What I love about this question is whether you're starting a campus or you're planting out of a church, right? The mother church is sending a group of, I mean, they're just saying, hey, free reign, try to bring whoever you're bringing. It's the whole idea, what Tim was talking about is this whole idea of you really bringing the plus 10, minus 10 individuals around your age. And those people really, you know, you relate with them. They're the ones that you've ministered to, really maybe not even formally ministered to, but also just relationally connected with because of the age and stage of life. So, I mean, what's really interesting is Tim has uncovered this nuance of planting a campus or a church and how just what effect that would actually have on the mothership, right? Or on the mother church or the mother campus that's going to be sending them out.
Yeah. And it's a good question. And actually it's a very Christ honoring question. I think he doesn't want to do too much damage. And I don't know enough about the situation to know more fully how to answer it. You know, Moody Church years ago sent out a church that a lot of that called Park Church, and a lot of young families went with that. And, you know, so Moody's, you know, Moody recovered, had a lot of young families stay, but This often happens where the younger families go with the church plant. Well, he's talking about a campus in this case, but I guess what I would say is I probably would, and I'm just, again, because this is sort of a new deal, I think what I would probably do is I would specifically lay out that, listen, we're asking for some people, and I would lay out, I'm looking for some people in their 40s, some people in their 30s, some people in their 20s, and I would really try to recognize the people from their 20s and their 30s might be disproportionate who would come. I would probably say that we're looking, I don't know that I could say, listen, nobody, you shouldn't come because people vote with their feet. They go where they want to go.
Yeah.
But what I would do is I would try to discourage, maybe too strong of a word, but I would not heavily recruit people I know are going to come, but I would, with the, you know, the pastor's permission, I would recruit people who are of the age group that are not naturally going to come. So I end up with a more diverse age group, and of course demographics as well,
so maybe like a disproportionate, so when you're looking at your time, so when Tim's looking at his time in terms of who he's talking to and casting vision to and asking to come, are you saying that possibly he spends a disproportionate amount of time with those who might not naturally come?
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, if I'm not going to hook up naturally with 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, that might be where I spend more of my time. And I would speak kind of to, if I know there's going to be a bunch of 20-year-olds, I would even say, listen, we're going to have a lot of 20-year-olds. What we really need, I mean, I would say to the 20-year-olds who come to you, I say, man, you're welcome, but we're going to have a lot of 20-year-olds. What we're really trying to find is some folks of different age groups who would come with us as well. And so that's not saying they can't come, but you know they're naturally going to come. And so then I'd focus on those who are not naturally going to come to build that. And but just recognizing that, you know, I mean, when it's a campus, first of all, it's the same church. So it's not like they're leaving the church, or for that matter, they're leaving the whatever, they're the faith. They're just leaving one campus to go to another campus. So that's how I would carefully walk through that to see if the end result might be a more balanced demographic at the new campus.
Yeah, what I love about that approach in the conversation is that you could even then go to those who are older that may not naturally come because you just haven't spent a lot of time with them, and to actually say, hey, in this new campus or in this new church that we're planting or starting, there's going to be a lot of these aged individuals. And then you can share the vision for the importance of intergenerational ministry and the importance of mentoring and discipleship and just the whole 2 Timothy 2:2 idea and how there's so much wisdom that they can then pour in. Because, I mean, Ed, I know we're both in the same camp in just believing in the importance of a church that has just multiple generations, and just how valuable that is to the depth and the growth and the maturity to everyone that is there, both upwards and downwards. So maybe it's even a you going and challenging families to come with you, maybe even just as a part of your launch team to help disciple and grow the campus or the church plant.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to put it. And I would say too, at the end of the day, that you are not, you want to be able to say that we tried this, we tried not to take all the young adults, we tried to, I think it was young adults was the demographic he thought he'd draw from, we tried to draw some older adults, and we actually didn't try to recruit heavily those who would naturally come anyway. And I think at the end of the day, that's not a bad thing to be able to say, and to be able to kind of speak about the health of the church in general being the larger concern. I think if you ended up kind of walking through that path, and if our advice to you, if we gave you the advice to make a good run at a age diversity by de-emphasizing your outreach to the younger and emphasizing your outreach to the older, you'd be able to say when you sit down afterwards and say, you know, this is how we tried to do it and we felt good about it. I think probably the sending campus would feel good about it as well.
Yeah, and also what I would then encourage is the whole idea of friends. I mean, just to emphasize the fact that friends want to go with friends, right? People want to go with those who they're most connected to. So Tim, as you're recruiting your launch team, as you're recruiting others to come and join your new work, how do you actually encourage people to bring other people as well, right? So in that way, it's just, I mean, we've talked about the Person of Peace idea multiple times over our past 200 and so
episodes.
Can
you remember the episode? Can you say,
no.
The episode so-and-so?
No, I can't. But in light of that, I mean, yes, the principle is not necessarily for, you know, specifically related to this, but the principle behind it is, who are those influencers who, when you influence them, they can then influence others. So the same goes with this as well, as you're making sure that there is this multi-generational, intergenerational approach to ministry. It's important that you kind of think through that lens as well, because those influencers may not necessarily be the ones that you naturally, or you already know, regardless of the age. Right. So then part of it is, who are the ministry leaders in the other areas? And maybe even it's a matter of saying, you know, going to the children's pastor, going to the senior adults pastor, or the education minister, or whoever, right? Or even going and attending maybe some of the senior events as well, and actually showing your face, casting vision, and asking people first and foremost to pray for the new campus, pray for the new church, but also pray about joining you as well.
Yeah, that's a good word. That's a good word. And I think, again, it's kind of a short answer, but I think ultimately, if you do what you know is the right thing, and you have an expression to do the right thing, I think that will be received well, and the Lord will honor it by helping to balance that out as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just wanted to take a moment to thank our sponsor for this month, Portable Church, who Ed and I have both used in our churches. They help churches launch in rented spaces by designing turnkey volunteer-centric solutions that cover everything churches need to have, in worship and children's and welcome areas. Well, actually, you know what, Ed? One of the things that I enjoyed the most, because I've been a part of a church that has, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but they kind of design their own stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who hadn't done that? Yeah, I did that. We were given a youth group's sound system. And yeah. Every week we'd have to take it out and rebalance. And listen, I thank God for that. But man, we've come a long way. And one of the weird things about church planting that is both good and bad. I mean, it's sort of become kind of an industry now. There's companies and vendors who that's their whole thing. And so, but at the end of the day, why I'm glad that, for example, Portable Church is here, our sponsor, is that it just takes something that would take hours and turns it into an hour or less.
I think that's
just a question of, the stewardship of time is, I literally remember that I designed the box that we put inside.
You should not be designing the box.
Exactly. I literally did. I was good at it. But at the same time, it just didn't work the way that stuff does today. So I'm thankful for their work. And I think I'm trying to remember because I was with, I think they came out of a church plant. My original recollection is, and they've actually been doing this for a long time. So,
yeah. One of the things that I was most impressed with was just the fact that the cart that you do the kids checking in is actually, that's where the computer and everything is. It's just in that one cart. Whereas when we did our own rig, it definitely was not that. It was like we had a container to put it around and then we had to set it up on a table and all this stuff. So it's just,
I got to confess, when I planted a church plant, we didn't have a computer to check people in. So I don't know what you're talking about. You've been doing this a little less than I have. And so,
yes.
And actually did, I Googled, they did come out of, there's some connection. I was just with the pastor of Kensington Community Church a couple of days ago after recording this. And so they came out of that kind of experience. And so they kind of were birthed in providing the needs for their church. And then they kind of grew into providing needs for a whole lot of us.
Yeah, that's good. So check them out at portablechurch.com. And thanks again for listening in. We will catch you next time.